after several teen deaths due to opiates. My next guest here to talk about it, why we should care, well, there's a Grand Rapids chapter launch this week. So let's bring you into the conversation, Mary DeBoer, to chat. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. We know that you have a mission, the goals of FAN, to increase public awareness of addiction as a medical disease, changing the face of addiction so those affected can get the medical care they need. For our time purposes, I look forward to talking about what's happening this Thursday. But Mary, would you share a synopsis of your own story and how you got to the point of being a founding member of GR FAN?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I lost my 17-year-old son to a heroin overdose about 12 years ago. He was gone with a friend, and the friend injected him with the heroin. And kind of due to just being afraid to tell anybody, afraid to admit that they were using drugs, left him to die in his car overnight, December 15th. It was 15 below zero, and he had told his mother that Matt was just drunk and nobody bothered to call anybody, and they just left him in the car and found him the next morning dead. So during that time, you know, we faced a lot of stigma. We faced nobody wanted to talk about it. It was kind of the elephant in the room. And so shortly after that, we also had a federal trial in Grand Rapids that, again, you know, we felt there was nowhere to turn. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted, even family was uncomfortable because there's such a stigma around addiction. And so after that happened, you know, I really wanted to find a way to shine a light on this very dark disease of addiction, and it has taken, you know, a good 12 years for everything to kind of get into place. And I was introduced to the FAN chapter that's coming to Grand Rapids, to their president, and I went to one of their meetings down in Lansing, because they also have a very large chapter down in Lansing. And for the first time in 12 years, I felt hope. I felt like there was a place where people were working together to not only break the silence, break the stigma, but also give hope to parents, to family members, that, you know, through education, resources, legal help, there is a light, and we can make a difference in the world of addiction.
Thank you for that. I want to cut down to the specifics when and where to gather this Thursday. You are inviting the community to attend the launch Thursday. I know you'll have follow-up monthly family forums, plus over 60 community leaders committed to supporting your programming efforts. What will Thursday be like?
Thursday is the first launch for Grand Rapids chapter, and we are going to have speakers and resources for people to come in and kind of tell us what they want, what they're looking for, what their needs are, so we can build on that for future meetings. We will have meetings every Tuesday following, you know, in March, and then forward from there. So we're just looking for people to come out, see what we're about, see if we can meet their needs, and let them know that they're not walking this journey alone, that unlike I had 12 years ago in my family, there are people out there that can help and get you in the right direction to get the help that you need.
Thank you for that. St. Mark's Episcopal Church, 134 North Division, this Thursday, 7 p.m., where your community resources assist and support those fighting opiate addiction and their loved ones. Speaking with Mary DeBoer. Mary, Judge Linda Davis, your founding president, could you acknowledge her leadership role?
Yes, she is doing amazing work. She is the president of the chapter in Fraser, and is, you know, she had her own journey with her daughter being addicted to heroin, and so she has a real passion for the disease as well, and working with us and the community to get more resources available other than incarceration, other than jail. We can get resources for rehab and treatment other than just, you know, throwing them in jail and not having any treatment. They don't get any medication, and they're really left pretty much on their own once they get in jail. So Linda has been really instrumental in working with that program and working with SAND to try to make those changes.
Look, several minutes left, Mary. Would you talk about your service programming you offer? I know the Education Resources Fellowship, and then you offer resources, but it's a teamwork here, I see.
Absolutely. We have a team approach, a several-handed kind of handed arm approach where during these meetings, you know, we have different people come in, different speakers come in, whether it's a judge or a lawyer or a recovering alcoholic or addict. They come in and they talk, and then we break down into support groups. Family Forum will have the support group for families going through this, as well as we're going to try to get also a grief component to that. So if people have lost loved ones and they need a place to go, please to talk to people and be surrounded by people that care and know what journey they're going on.
I like this, whether it's a mission or just a part of my email, real people sharing real stories. No family has to be on this journey alone, and you share your testimony on that. Mary, I know over 20 chapters in Michigan, four being formed out of state. Any other information you'd like to share before I ask you for the finales on Thursday?
Just that, you know, there is hope, there's faith, and we know that people that work together in a support atmosphere have better outcomes, and it's not as a dark, lonely place as where it has been in the past.
Remind me of your website.
FamiliesAgainstNarcotics.org.
And remind me of the specifics for Thursday night.
Thursday night, St. Mark's Episcopal Church, 7 p.m. And it's parking is plenty available, and it's open to anybody who would like to come see, you know, whether they need help, somebody they know needs help. You know, we're open for everyone to come and show them support and love and help where they need it.
Families Against Narcotics, FAN, your connection for information, resources, and support, beginning this Grand Rapids chapter launch this Thursday night. Mary DeBoer, thank you very much. Enjoy your Thursday.
Thank you so much.